Okay. So, Parshas Be'era, the year is Shnas Tav Shin Bet, last year in the Ghetto. Vayidaber Elokim Moshe v'Yimer Lev Ani Hashem. Ve'era Le'Avraham Le'Yitzchak V'Le'Yaakov V'Kel Shakai. Shmi Hashem Lo Natati Lem. They didn't know the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Chein Amol Bnei Yisrael Ani Hashem Ve'Otzesi Yitzchak Me'Tach Yitzchak V'Sutzayim Ve'Tzalti Yitzchak V'Sutzayim V'Galti Yitzchak V'Zoyin Atiyah Shvatim Gdolim. Okay. Now he gets onto a totally separate thing that seems has nothing to do with that pasuk. He doesn't even ask a question on the pasuk. He goes to a totally separate topic now, which will be brought together. Kisa b'gemara erchin, a fascinating gemara in erchin. Amar Rav Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masa, Amar Shmuel, Magreifa Yisav Beis HaMikdash. They had a shovel in the Beis HaMikdash and had 10 holes. Kolecha b'echa motzi asar minei zemer. Each one would let out 10 different sounds of music. So how many different sounds altogether? 10 times 10? 100. In the Mishnah it says it's Amma by an Amma. They caught the Yotze Mimena, and it had like a pole coming out of it. And in the hole there's another ten holes. And from the pole each hole let out 100 different sounds from each hole. And you have 1,000 different sounds coming from this magrefa, from this shovel. Here's Rashi, magrefa. What is the magrefa? So Rashi says, shebagorfin es deshet ha-mizbech. They would take out the ashes from the korbanos on the mizbech. They would shovel it out. They had a lot of ashes, they'd shovel it out. And out of that shovel come 1,000 different sounds of music. Shichal havin l'mayu tuch kli adeshin l'zemer. Why do we need the kli adeshin? It sounds like a dirty kli that it's cleaning the deshin, the ashes of the mizbech. Why does it have to make 1,000 different kli shir? Right? And it says in Talmud, shebi yiricho yu shomitz kol magrefa. All the way in Yericho, they would hear the songs from the magrefa, from the singing shovel. What's going on with the singing shovel? Yeah? V'hinim sechas tamen, another thorn. B'inyin saromas ha-deshen ha-isa. And the idea of taking out the deshen. B'regel lo yimidashen ha-sum, they should know the mizbech. On the regel, they wouldn't take out the deshen from the mizbech. Rather, they'd make this humongous mound heap of ashes on the mizbech. Why would they do that? Because it was beauty for the mizbech. It's like, wow, you know, like, being used so much, like people come in and see a heap of ashes on the mizbech. It's like a beauty for the mizbech. Hayin shenikru shekriva lav harbe korbanos. Everyone looks and says, "Wow, how many korbanos were given?" V'navim mazem ramesh sharuya al ribuy korbanos dafka ba'deshet ki batach hakol bekavane. What's the beauty of seeing ashes? Like, wow, must have given so many korbanos. What's the beauty of seeing a bunch of ashes? What's the ashes? The ashes of the animals and the wood that were burnt them is back. What's the beauty in that? So again, why did you have a magrefa that's giving out 1,000 sounds dafka from the deshen? And why do you have on the Ola regular to leave the deshen, all the ashes, just to show beauty to the mizbech? Okay, now you have to understand the Indian of korbanos. Aval kol korbanos shemakrivim ayu b'chinas ve'lula ola tachas b'no. Every korban was a mini Akedas Yitzchak. And by Akedas Yitzchak it says, Vayelu la'ola tachas b'no. And he brought the ola instead of his son. Meaning he was in place of his son. And some people say that Yitzchak even died. I guess Yitzchak even was really sacrificed. They called like Yitzchak like a korban ola. That's why he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Shneimer ba'avim avinu shachote v'cheina maybe don lola ayatzok litenes nafshu. Therefore, a person who brings a korban has to give his soul into the korban as if he himself was being brought up. V'nasa atora eitzes Yaakov korban behema l'chein korban shal behemas maris lanu v'am shachar shekriv v'nasa deshen v'am yoser ma'rabu korban shekrivu. And when do we see? When do we really? Does it really hit us that our soul went up to Shemayim when we see the deshen? And we see the ashes. Why the ashes? Why the ashes? See, he says a very psychological thing now. Shanoshim Yisrael ne'adorim ne'ritzono Yisbarach shkach olav machshava lefonav Yisbarach shem yalu korban alav Yisbarach. He's talking about his generation. when there are people who are lost from the way of Hashem, from the will of Hashem, and they understand that they are the korbanos of Hashem. He's talking about as rak achashen adar roim yoser kiravu. Now that we have lost everything, there's no more mikvah, there's no more yeshiva, there's no more beis medrash, there's no more beautiful tefillah, there's no more. Then we realize, you right, like as the song goes, you don't know what you got till it's gone. That I never cooked banjo in my life. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Rab bekamut v'rab beichut. Mitchil k'shayim anu. Akama sheyikarim lanu kavasei nanu v'ruach apenu v'nishmaseinu. V'akama sheyisimachtu v'sheshur behem. Kol makom lo yodanu. Even though we enjoyed avodas Hashem, but now that we can't do it, now that you can't just walk into a mikveh in the morning and daven in. You know, why do people love trips to Poland? Because they get that into themselves. Wow, how lucky we are now to do it. How lucky we are in Auschwitz, in Mengele's bunker, and make a siyum. Now that the ashes are down there. We didn't know how to value it when it was there in front of us. When a person leaves yeshiva, oh my God, what was it like that I got to learn all day? In yeshiva, it's like, I have to learn all day. And after yeshiva, oh my God, it was so great. You know, right? In yeshiva, no, I'm not going to Shal Shiva. I'm not going to that. And after yeshiva, wow, to be in Shal Shiva. See what we're missing. Halev mitkageya. The lev is longing for it. And we have nothing to console us except what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zutor v'zuschora. When he saw Rabbi Akiva being killed, he says, this is the reward of Torah. And he says, Shtok kach. This is what came up in my machshava. This is the only consolation we have, that this is the machshava of Hashem, and we have to deal with it. So now it's not the ratzon of Hashem to go to the mikvah. We have to do that for simcha also. Like the story of Noam HaMelech of Zusha in jail. You guys know the story? So they're in jail, and they couldn't daven because there was pish. And they had a pish, right, you know, right this. They couldn't daven, and then they realized they were so sad we can't daven. They said, "No, that's the Rasul of Hashem that we can't daven." So they start dancing around the pish, saying, "Well, Hashem, yeah, whatever they were singing without the words, because they're so happy." And the guard's like, "What are you so happy about?" And like, "Oh, the pish." And he says, "I'm taking this out of here." And he takes out the pish, like, "Ah, yeah, now we get to daven." Va'magreifa nasa liyafar korbanos. The magrefa that was used to take the remnants of the korbanos gave out such a beautiful sound. And why was it to give a beautiful sound? To give a beautiful sound up to the upper worlds. On Yom Simcha Tikadays, on Mo'adim, on Rosh Chodesh, you should blow the Chatzotzos out of the Sechem when you bring the Ola. Why should you blow the trumpets? For us? No, for Hashem! It's not only, meaning obviously the beautiful music is for us. When we heard the Levim singing, it was also to inspire us. But it was also to kiviyachol, give nachas to the upper worlds, to bring beauty to the upper worlds. If we could say such a thing, obviously ashkafically, on a theological level, we have to understand what does that mean to give hanah to the upper worlds. But not for now. Kol kach deshen hakarbonos achshav olu lemorum yosem b'tchila. Why was the ashes such a great simcha? Because that's when we realized what happened. When we see our korban, after our korban was gone, and we see our ashes, and we see what was, then we say, wow, what a... Wow, I gave myself up. Those are my ashes. We don't know what it's got till it's gone, when it's all finished, and only I've left things ashes. Then you think about what was. Mizero Indian is a very important Gemara. He must bring this up in like over 10 different pieces, this Gemara, about Rabbi Yossi, when he would daven in the Chur, v'achas b'chur v'shishalayim, he was davening in one of the burnt out shuls of Yerushalayim, this is after the Chorban Abayas Hasheni. Moshe Meseches Brochos, Shama Baskel, he heard a heavenly voice, and the heavenly voice cried out, Oili she'chrafti es beisi v'sarafti es echoli v'iglesim l'bein ha'umos, Oili that I have destroyed my house, and I have burnt my heichal, and I have sent my children out to the nations. V'lama lo shama harata, how come Rabbi Yossi never heard this voice till now? Why did it take for him to daven in a churva, in a destroyed shul? Because Eliyahu said, the Gemara says later, that Eliyahu says every day, every day when we come into the shul and we say, Yei Shmei Rabba, and we praise Hashem, Hashem says, Oi! He says, wow, how great my children are. And Oi, my children, I have destroyed their houses. So every day Eliyahu was saying this. Right? Why did only Rabbi Yossi hear it when? He didn't hear it on any other day, except when he davened in the churva. Why did he hear it in the churva? The churva, because the churva is like the ashes. It's the remnant. It's what was. And when he was in the place of destruction, and he was under tsar, the upper worlds were also in great tsar. And therefore, the voice was so strong in the churva that cried out, Oi to my children that are sent away from their father. Tafka in the place of churva. Because that's a place of destruction. What was? Shom Rav Yossi, mashallah, shom arata. And Rav Yossi heard what he didn't hear till now. Everyone understood how we explained that Kamara? That Tafka took to the place that was destroyed to realize, to hear the heavenly voice. Maybe that's shot about the power of a trip to Poland. That you have to go to a place of churva to Hashem's voice.
Why is it like that? It's strange. It's counterintuitive.
No, that's this Gemara. That you have to go into a place like churva.
Think about it. It doesn't make sense.
Because you hold on to things when they're gotten in a place where it's taken away from us, you want it back.
Right. Like in a place where it's non-existent, and the thought of when it was existent brings right out what you could have and you have.
You
but when you're already there, then you already...
But when we come to Yerushalayim, what do we have in free time? Right? You get to Tzfat. What are we getting in free time? Get to Tveria. What in free time? It's because we have it. We have an Eretz Yisrael. Kulin Yerabodim Ram Izlanu. To know the Mishari Kedusha, Rav Chaim Vital. Now he's quoting... Now he's kind of leaving this a little bit, so let's just understand one more time. The Deshen is the leftover of the Avodah, what was left over. And sometimes we cherish what is left over more than when we're actually doing it. When we're actually doing it, I didn't understand what I was doing. But when I don't have it anymore, when it's all ashes, when it's all over, that's the word. When I go into a Churv of Yerushalayim, when I realize, that's when I'm really connected. And that's why the shovel of this ashes gave so much zemer out to Hashem. It was such a holy act. It was such an act of connectedness. Now it seems like he goes to a whole new thing, but it's not really a whole new thing. He quotes from Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital is the Talmud of
Arizal,
right? Arizal. The only reason I came to the world is to teach my Talmud from Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital also lived in Tzfat, but after the Arizal died, for whatever reason, he moved to Lebanon, to Damascus. Through the four yesodos that the world was created with, each yesod has in it the yetzahara. Min yesod ha'esh, from fire, is anger. Yesod ha'ruach, wind, air, is gaiva. Min yesod ha'afar, from afar, is laziness. Afar is dirt, laziness. By the way, he's missing mayim here, I think. Mayim is taiva. Sefer Kodesh Imre Elimelech, it's his father. Imre Elimelech is his father. Isa sheyetzar shel chamimus laaveri chol nachnis ha'kedusha. L'shams bo lizar v'chamis. A person who has a bad taiva, has a yetzar to do taiva, he can bring that into kedusha. that passion that he has to do for Taiva, like the Sefer Yisrokes Rav Yochanan, Chelchel Araisa, bring your passion into, okay, you have a passion to do Isurim now, take that same passion and bring it into Kedusha. You could bring the passion of that into Kedusha. Masha Enkein Yetzer Shokriris Amalek, the cultness of Amalek, Iyav Sholach Nisa Kedusha, the cultness of Amalek you can't bring. Laziness has no place in Kedusha. Anger has place in Kedusha. You take that anger, you take that anger, bring it into Kedusha. Passion, bring it in Kedusha. Taiva, bring it into Kedusha. Laziness, nothing doing. There's nothing to take that midah of Kenegit, a good thing. Laziness is Krivus of Amalek.
It's the only one that's not a passion. Laziness isn't right. A passion. It's the lack of passion.
Right. Ki ayetzar mishamish badal yisodus lera. We sort of offer mishamish yetzar shel Amalek. Pchinas v'anochash offer lachmo. It's a nochash, the snake that eats its offer. That's a Amalek. V'nemalo or otim mikol abeimah mikol chayis hasodeh. Va'gachoncho teilich v'offer techol yivechot. Saying to the nochash, you're going to be eat offer. Tzrich la'avin ha'iyev shel shamish v'amatzos la'avir shelo yase. Wait, one second. You can use laziness as a good thing. I'll sit in bed all day, and we'll do any Yisurim. I'll sit with my iPhone, listen to my music, whatever it is. I won't speak Lashon Hara. I won't do this, I won't do that. Laziness is good. If I don't do, that means I won't do Averis either.
There's a kosher phone.
Huh? What? Assuming there's a kosher phone, right? Right, good assumption. Very important point. And then we'll... So what about that? Avala inu kevan shay yetzar shel krius pogim gam emuna. No, krius countenance, which is also connected to laziness, the slothfulness of a person, the indifference of a person, the apathy of a person. That's krius amalek. That's amalek. It's the countenance of amalek, and that's pogim in a emuna. If a person's complaining that he doesn't have a emuna, first check if you're lazy. Do you have any passions in your life? I always noticed, like just recently, like, I've never met like a kid from high school that's a punk rocker that loves punk rock. Everyone likes everything. What does that have to do with this? I don't know. No, because there's no passion. There's no passion to that thing. Okay, so you take that punk rocker and you move into the koach of punk, you get into that guy, the deadhead, you know, you move into the, yeah, everything's a different day, everything. Yeah. I like this, I like that. Yeah. Shipping out the Boston, yeah. You know, we know nothing. There's no passion. And the good old Ramones, you know, you dedicated to the Ramones. You, that was everything. Once a person is cold to emuna, and he shut off his emuna, as einu mishamish the atzus la'avera, rak le mitzvah lehefech es hachamimus la'avera, rachmona letzlan. Once emuna shuts off, all the dal yisodos, you can't use eish for a good taiva, and you can't use all the different midos for good taiva. Once emuna is gone, once a kriyas of amalek, that's it. Everything is stale. What does laziness have to do with a lack of emunah? What does laziness have to do with it? Just because I'm lazy, it doesn't mean I believe in Hashem. Come on, give me a break. Don't be crazy on me. And how does the yetzer of Amalek get our emunah? Main theme of the Yesh Kedusha, one of the main themes of the Kedusha. Where is emunah? Emunah is Meruach shel Kedusha Asher Bo. It's a ruach of Kedusha which is inside of us. As I talked about on Rosh Hashanah, Chuas Melech Bo. The Chuas of the Melech is within him. Shai Deze Mamin Lamalam Asagosu Mesichlo. Chena Yidea Atzul Suchvedu Salev Amoach V'chol Aguf Mishamashash Bo Yetzahara. Machpido Mamshicho Lamata Ve'enu Nosin Asa Yisroomim. Right, remember I talked about Yisroomim most tonight. Litroomim. We were not able to get out of our laziness and our. We're not able to be. Litromim ulit ale ulit davka to the ruach kedusha asher bo, and therefore we have no emuna. because I'm never ever connecting to my Ruach Kedusha, Asher Bo. Why is Emunah Nefkemes? Because I don't know myself. I'm not connected to my Ruach Kedusha. If I only connected to my Ruach Kedusha, if I only get out of my bed, but not only my bed, we're not afraid about the lazy person who stays in bed all day. He'll recognize that he has a problem. We're afraid of the person who actually comes to the thing, but he doesn't really do anything. He can't tell him you're not doing anything. What are you talking about? I always go to Shir and I always go to Davening. But you're not connecting to anything. You're not connecting to the Ruach Kedusha Asher Bo. Therefore, if a person's laziness, he's not connecting to his Ruach Kedusha Asher Bo. He's not being mitromim, he's not being mitala, and his emunah is hurt by it. Because he doesn't know himself. Is this dead again? It's recorded. Okay. Okay. So let's go on. Then it's all down spiraling. There's no emunah. And then he has to leave yeshiva. And he thinks he's going to get a moon somewhere else. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. It's not going to help your moon. I'm sorry. The only way to help a moon is to wake up and to say, I'm giving my all. I'm being mischaber. I'm being misroma. I'm being misaleh. That's the only way we're going to access our moon. It's not from something that someone's going to say outside. It's going to come from you. To say that's it, okay, I don't believe in Hashem, so I'm not finding myself. Let me give me a week of my life of total dedication of tefillah. Not just to show up to davening and do this. Let me mischaber myself to tefillah. I'll fake it if I have to. And I'll be mischaber to learning Gemara. I don't love it, but let me try it. Let me try my full self, and then maybe the person will be mischaber to the Ruach HaKedusha. And then Emunah Memele comes in. But we all think that emunah is something outside, something that somebody can tell us. It's just to wake up, to be alive, and not to have the kriyas hamalek sitting over us. Okay, sorry, taking much longer. And then all the tzoros comes and shochefu, and it becomes an even mitamte malev amoch. It becomes like a stone that closes up his heart and his mind. Umeat mat gamachshavas pshus nifkemos olus bo rachmanu litzlan. And the chaim ba'avodas hakorbanos. Therefore, back to the avodas hakorbanos. Shelo yisol beishak duzes kol Hashem. Nisha upper. What's left at the end? The ashes. Bechinas yisoda upper, which is bechinas the upper. The afer is bechinas the upper. The ashes are bechinas like the dirt. Shein nichnas, they didn't go to the kedusha. They were left over. So what do? We pick it up with what? A magrefa. But it's not just any shovel. It's a shovel that does what?
Song.
Makes 1,000 songs. How do we pick ourselves up? But magrefa shotzia mina klizem she simcha v'yishuas Yisrael ki v'yishuas v'simcha yichol malas hakol. Because with a feeling of simcha, we can bring up everything. Even the ashes that fell down after the avoda that's left over. Even the laziness, even the dirt. Change from dark to light. But regolim, they didn't have to do that. Why? Because regolim, everybody was on fire. Yeah, the simcha beit shoeva, kohanim running around, the korban pesach, the this and that. Who can be lazy during the shalosh regolim in Yerushalayim? So they didn't have to take out the deshen. It was, the beauty itself was just to see, wow, there's so much going on here. This is so cool. Wow, being mitchaber, being mitale, I'm waking up. Lo yimidashin adur kira golim meimatzin zan simcha or yeshua kedusha rab b'chidus la'asa shakol yisal kedusha. So this is, if you want to know the makor, one of the makoros of the idea of why do we have to sing? Why can't we just learn? The singing is the magrefa, picks up the lazy parts of ourselves. It picks up the parts of ourselves that doesn't want to rest. When a person sings, and especially with a great Baal Menagin, just picks a person up, and you mitchaber to the Ruach Kedusha, and Emunah, and you connect it to your Emunah. Ve'ef shel avin mat yosef, gam lefi hazag aseinu haktana, ki noda shel dalad yisod nimshach medalad os yosef aya. Okay, now it gets a little more into Kabbalistic ideas, that the four yisodos of the world, eish, mayim, afar, and, what didn't I say? And ruach, is connected to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? What is Afar? Afar is the last Hey of Hashem's name. Yud Kei Vav, and Hey is Afar. Shemshemshi Bechinas Malchus, which is Bechinas Malchus. The last Hey of Hashem is Malchus. What does that mean? The Yud, very, very quickly, I don't understand this 100%, but what you say? Yud represents Yud Chachma Keduma, Hashem's Chachma. The little Chachma, the little that Hashem brought into this world. The Hey is Mispashik. It takes the Yud and it spreads the Yud around. It makes it a little more tangible. From the Chachma Hashem, which we have nothing to do with, to something more tangible. That's why Hey is five, like five fingers. That's why we have five fingers. Then the Vav. Right, the Yud, the Vav, Hashem Elokeinu. Right, the Vav brings it down, bring the Yud down to this world. That's why Vav is a Yud, just a long Yud. Bring it down to the world. Also, Vav is like it stretches down to this world. And Hey is the Kabel of Hashem's Or on the upper world, and that's his Malchus, that's his kingship. If the Hey fought, which is Afar, falls away from the Yud Kei Vav Kei, that means a person is filled with laziness, that means he's losing the last Hey of Hashem's name. As Nasa Bechinas Mafred Aluf, he's separated from the Aluf, from the upper parts. The Yud, the Hey, and the Vav are the upper parts, but he separates. He has no five fingers, he has no Hey to accept it into his life. He can't accept the Malchus. It's a theoretical thing, it's not part of him. Kama Levana Sha'atzva Chashecha Kshis Oriz Lisyachirim Doda Soresh Shirkanoda. Okay, so now he says a little more. That the Pkama Levana, the fact that the Levana gets small, I don't want to get into this so much, but that the Levana sings a song to its beloved and it becomes big again. And that's the idea of the Pkama Levana. But then it gets bigger again. It's singing a song and it gets bigger. To be ma'or the chavatzelat asharon with shir. Parach tifrach v'tagel afgilas v'ranin v'kovar levon v'nosan la hadar karmel v'sharon heimu yukovar Hashem hadar v'lkinu v'az ador v'srachkus shemikodim ma'oris chukas v'shiros v'gdeles yachet. What we have to do when we feel distant from Hashem, we have to make that distance into a great thing. We're so distant to Hashem. So, right, it's like what Nachman says about Ayah, what a Jew can do, what spiritual force when a Jew screams out, Ayah, where are you? Where are you? Because he feels so distant and therefore his heart longs for it. Like somebody who's distant from his beloved, they long for it. That's the lowest. Vu'inyin b'shir Hashirim, Shemim b'yiskarvus v'shrachkus, Dodi chamak avar, v'az nasa b'chiris nafshi yotzu b'dvoro. Through the Yisrachus is Nisor in a person, a Shira, Shemisores B'chuki Yisera. Kimo Shiro Gam Ba'av Uben Shemisrachim, a son is very far from of a father. Misores is more of a love when a kid goes to camp, like that. Oh, the parents love the kids and the kids love the parents. Okay, it takes 5 minutes for the kid to come back from camp to start fighting. But when the kid's away from camp, the parent can't stop thinking about his son. The son can't stop thinking about his parent. And this is the inyam, the kol hazemer of the magreif of the deshem he sort of offer. And the kfedus that was left, that was which is the shirayim, that which did not go up to Hashem in the korban, that just remained in the world, longing to be back with Hashem. How do we bring it back to Hashem? Through a great shira of the magreif that brought out 1,000 kol hazemer. So is Yoshe Shira. At Regalim, and Regalim, we didn't need it, because Regalim was so much simcha anyway. Nachshu, let's go le'el. We're going to go back to what we were talking about before. B'chor v'shamah Rabbi Yossi, Yosef and me, in the chor Rabbi Yossi heard Hashem's voice more than anywhere. V'yidab l'kim ha'moshe v'melav ani Hashem. Okay, so now he gets back to our original pasuk. He didn't even talk about it till now. V'yidab l'kim ha'moshe v'melav ani Hashem. Ani yud kei vav kei. Acher bichinas elokim shudin. First, Hashem says vayidab elokim as lashon din, and then he says, "But I am yud kei vav kei, which is rachamim." The eira la'avus v'lo keyamti, k'mo shepesh Rashi va'atin esora chaval al da'avdim v'lo mishtachin. Vaydeis orus achaval ageula mes orus rotzeis yischem mitachas v'lo tzayin. I'll try to explain this. I hope I understand it myself. Rashi says, Hashem says, I didn't have to come to my the Avos in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is a shame that Nem on the Shalem Schar, that I'm trustworthy to come through, because the Avos never asked me any questions. And Rashi says, Chaval al da'ad, look at what we lost. Look at the Yavos, and look at you, Moshe Rabbeinu. You ask, you keep on asking, how do I know? You know, really, really, they're not going to listen to me. The Yavos, I didn't have to come to them in Yudkei Vavkei. I had to reveal the Yudkei Vavkei because of your weakness. Chaval al da'avdin. But they would not be forgotten. Chaval al da'chaval. So Hashem is having a kiviyochel, a longing to the Yavos. And when there's a longing to the Yavos, what happens when there's a longing? To connect, and therefore the geula comes, and therefore the next pasuk is from Hashem's longing to the avos, to the ways of the avos. That's how we get to just like our avoda when there's a lacking, there's a longing to it. Like he says in the Jews of the Holocaust, there's a longing for the mikvah. I take it for granted that there was a mikvah every morning, but now that I can't go to the mikvah, I long for it. And to have a base marriage just to learn one tosus, I have a longing for it. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a longing for the Avos. Chaval al da'avdin v'lo mishtachin. What happens afterwards? Because there's a longing that creates the will of bringing back the Geula of Tzeiti Yisrael Mitachat Tzibur Mitzrayim. Okay, I'm sure we only got like... We did this piece really fast. Really, this piece could be chewed and chewed and chewed and chewed and chewed. I think we got the basic idea. The idea of Shira, the idea of bringing ourselves up through Shira. Of bringing the Ruach HaKadosh Ma'alibo, which creates a Muna. It doesn't create a Muna. The Muna is there, and we're just tapping into that Muna.